Yeah, well, whatever you're up in on 2 meters, it's got terrific audio. Sounds great. We are, I don't know what antenna I'm going to use. I brought a variety today. I usually do. I was almost thinking about starting out with the ATS-120 motorized antenna. So, you know, that might perform, but a lot depends on how the band is doing. The worse the band conditions, the bigger the antenna has got to be.
Yep. This stainless steel whip I have is resonant on 20, so I'm hoping I can work 20 today. But I've got an external tuner, and I can actually tune this thing anywhere from 6 to 160. It works really well 10 to 40, and of course that sweet spot at 20 with the being resonant there. So it's a pretty sweet setup. I can work a lot of bands with this one setup here.
Very good. I got one of those 17-foot stainless steel pull-up whips. I generally use that on 20 meters because you get your full quarter wave, and then I've got ground radials that I deploy all off a TriMag mount up off the roof. Seems to work pretty good. The internal tuner on the 991, it's not the best, but it works.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea, you know, using the TriMag mount on the roof. Jeez, I wish I'd have brought it. I have one sitting in my garage at home, and I just looked at it as I was packing the truck and didn't even think of that. But that's a good idea, mounting the SS-17 on a mag mount. Jeez, that's a great idea.
It works. Name is John. I'm wondering what your name is. And we do a lot of POTA stuff, so when you do parks on the air, you've got to be able to set up quick, make it work, and be able to take it down quick, and I think that the TriMag mount on the roof is, you know, one of the ways to go.
Yeah, for sure. That's brilliant. Name here is Eric, Echo Romeo India Charlie, and I'm running a Yaesu FTM 500 at the moment.